Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Man Fattara Sa'iman Wa Fadli As-Sa'imi Alladhi Yukalu 'Indahu Wa Du'a'i Al-Akili Lil-Ma'kul 'Indahu. The chapter on the virtue of one who feeds a fasting person at iftar. The chapter on the virtue of one who feeds a fasting person at iftar. The virtue of the fasting person in whose presence food is eaten, and the dua that a fasting person makes for his host. So such a beautiful section we'll bring is a person that is now feeding someone else. That person is fasting, he is feeding him. In other words, he's hosting him, he's feeding him. Whatever it is, as we go on, we'll see. It doesn't have to be very lavish. Even if it's a sip of water, it's one date. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this, that that man has fasted and you have provided him with something to eat, whether it's a sip of water, whether it's a date, whether it's something else. But because of you providing that water for a fasting person, or providing a date or something else, person that is doing that provision, Allah Ta'ala appreciates it so much that the person that is doing the provision gets the reward of the fasting person. Imagine, he didn't fast, he didn't go through the difficulty and the hardship of fasting during the heat, the long hours, getting tired, etc. But all he did was he made some provision for that fasting person to break his fast. Allah Ta'ala appreciates this so much that you did this, so now you get the reward as though you have fasted. And this is a very easy investment. People think of investments to make, how to get, etc. Very easy ways. If we're going to feed 10 fasting people, I'm just giving an example, 10 khajur, 10 fasting people, person is getting the reward of 10 people that fasted. So easy investment this is. Therefore, you find at Ramadan time, many people, they like to distribute and like to give and contribute towards the iftari, the people that are fasting, to give some type of dates, water, milk, food, whatever it is, so that the people that are breaking the fast, there's a share and investment for the people that are providing. So this is the beautiful deen. What it does, it creates in a society a very, very healthy society. You'll always get people that are in need, and you'll always have people that have excess. So in a very loving way, in a very beautiful way, we are taught in our deen that those that got excess, you share with those that are less fortunate, and you're not going to get shortchanged. Allah will give you the reward of those that have fasted. Those that have done the good action, you are getting the reward just by using your money intelligently, using your money correctly. This is the spirit of Islam. Not that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Not that there is a class difference between the rich and the poor. They live separately, they have different lives. Islam teaches them to sit together, eat together, to such an extent that you see the second part of this chapter, that what dua should a person that is now being provided with the food, what dua should he make in the presence of the person that has fed him? In other words, there's no barrier between the person that is in need or the person that is receiving and the person that is giving. Everyone, there's a society that mixes. We all stand together in salat, irrespective of a person's bank balance. Sometimes you may have the wealthiest person, and next to him may be the poorest person in the town. There is no barrier in Islam because of wealth, etc. So therefore, this beauty about Islam is unfounded anywhere else. Normally, you'll find people in affluence. They normally only associate, their circle is only wealthy people. In Islam, it's not like that. We are taught to mix. We are taught to sympathize. We are taught to empathize with the poor. There is one Qabristan in Dubai. One person that went there, he reported. He says he was told when he went to the Qabristan that buried here was the wealthiest person that lived. In this one Qabr, buried here is the wealthiest person that lived in Dubai. He is buried here. And next to him is buried one beggar that used to beg in the streets of Dubai. So in the world, your people may live differently. One may live in one palace and one may live in one hut, but down under, everybody is the same. It's no different that because you're a wealthy person, only wealthy people will be buried around you. So therefore, an intelligent person will be worried what's going to happen to him downstairs. He's not worried about what's going to happen to him all the time as far as the dunya is concerned. That is an intelligent person. So these ahadis are actually teaching us this. Learn to mix with the people that are in your community as far as the poor is concerned. Sympathize, empathize. Allah Ta'ala will give you much more than you can even dream of just by showing this kindness. An Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, من فطر صائما كان له مثل أجره غير أنه لا ينقص من أجر الصائم شيء رواه الترمذي زيد بن خالد الجهني رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said one who feeds a fasting person at iftar receives a reward similar to his, in other words similar to the fasting person, without the reward of the fasting person decreasing in any way. The reason for the last part of this hadith is sometimes the thought may come that one person has given another person something to eat, and now this person is sharing in the reward. In other words, he's getting the reward of the fasting person. Perhaps he's taking some of the reward away from the person that has fasted because he has taken something from someone else. So here the hadith is clarifying, it's not like that. Without the reward of the fasting person decreasing in the least, that fasting person will get the full reward of his fast. You will also get the reward of that person's fast without his reward getting affected. In other words, there is no shortage in the khazana, in the treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives who he wants, how much he wants. In another hadith, it sheds further light on this virtuous action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who feeds a fasting person at iftar, it is a means of forgiveness for him and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. He will receive a similar reward as the fasting person without the reward of the fasting person decreasing in any way. The Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not all of us have the ability to feed a fasting person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah gives this reward to the one who gives a fasting person even a date, a sip of water, or a sip of milk. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you don't have to, you're a poor person, you don't have much to give anybody. But even if you have a sip of water to give, sip of milk, one khajur, one date you give, Allah will give you this full reward of feeding a fasting person. And what was the reward? Means of forgiveness, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, and he will get the reward of the fasting person. So this shows, this is a very, very easy way to get sawab. And one other thing we learn from this hadith that we just mentioned, is look at that spirit of sahaba, that even the poor sahaba wanted to do it. They didn't say, we are poor, we should be receiving. Unfortunately, this is the mindset sometimes, is that we are poor, we need to be receiving, we can't be giving. They were poor, but they wanted to also receive that reward. So therefore they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also want to get that reward of giving. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we don't have anything. What must we do? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, even if it's a sip of water, a sip of milk, or one date, you will still get that reward. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.